time for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, obviously disappointing. The way this started out, it seemed there was some inconsistencies. Second half, you're down 14, come all the way back to fall by three.
Heartbreaking for our guys. But they fought, and the team performance tonight as compared to Sunday was light years ahead. And we just had a couple of just incredible breaks that didn't go our way. You know, Mike Jones makes that great drive, and the two referees were looking at the guy who collided with Kellen down here, so the responsibility for making a decision whether it was a goaltend or not could not be made because the lone official that was down there was covering the action on the shot, which he was supposed to do, but both referees were concerned about the guy being hurt, and that's just one of those things that happens in a game, and I've never seen that happen before, but we needed every break in the it seemed like every break went against us when Luca has that three that just went in and out, and then he gets the next one wide open. I think had he made that one, it would have given him the feel to get that second one down. That was in the first half. And yet, despite down by 14 or so points, we fought and we fought and we fought. And so heartbreaking for the CR guys. Fight through all the adversity they've fought through to get to this position, and just fall a little short.
And coach, take us through that last play. It looked like you were trying to get Lee freed up at the top. There was a lot of traffic. Take us through what options from the sideline there to get that three.
Well, it was clearly designed to get Lee the shot, and they switched out on it. Then, it wasn't really an aggressive switch. It was 21, and we purposely had Luca set the screen because we knew that 21 would not switch like they were switching 1 through 4, which they had done two or three plays earlier, and they blocked Lee's shot. Lee, again, in his mind, he's thinking about that shot block, and, maybe he could have had that shot off. I don't know. I think he made the best decision possible. And then I thought we wound up getting a great look for Luka in the corner. And again, we just didn't get it off.
Their defense, I mean, they're one of the top defensive teams around. What makes it so difficult to get good looks against them?
Well, we shot 43%, which is respectable. Mm-hmm. And, I could go back and look at the threes and say, they were great-looking shots, and we want those guys taking those shots. We just didn't make them. But they're a very good defensive team because they're switching 1 through 4 and because they got Osunyi at the rim. And then, he takes that charge on Lee, which, I think we came out of the half, and that was the way we started the half. So he does more than just block shots. He's able to take charges as well.
What are you most proud of that you got it back to 53, and how did you feel – when it's 53-all?
Well, I felt we had a long way to go yet.
Yeah.
We had said that I think we were at the 15-minute, 15:50 somewhere at that point, timeout, and I think we were down, what was it, maybe 14 or maybe 15 at that point.
14-point game.
And I said to the guys, let's get it into underneath 10 by the 12-minute mark, and we did. And then I said, the next thing, when we get down to the 4-minute mark, let's make it a one-possession game. And I think we did that as well. So the way our guys fought through the adversity of, so many things, on the court, through the year, through the season, I'm very proud of this group.
And, Coach, one thing that was a stark contrast from first to second half was their three-point shooting and getting out on them in the first half. They had 8. You held them to 3 in the second half. What changed with trying to correct what was happening in the first half?
We just didn't challenge like we should have in the first half. And we got lost on a couple of possessions and not challenging the way we should have. They made us pay. And they're very good. They're experienced, mature, talented team, very well coached. And they made us pay every time we made a mistake. We had so many possessions where for 22 seconds we played superb, and 4 out of 5 guys finish the possession. Just one guy was late on a cut or on a screen or was late on having a hand up, and all of a sudden we paid for that.
And, Coach, a couple performances that stood out. It was great to see Carter, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. And also, coming off the bench, Nelson Bochy-Edem has been giving you some fantastic minutes.
You know, I thought the whole team gave us great minutes. I don't dispute the fact that Carter was sensational. It's great to have him back. By having him back, I mean he struggled up Sunday, didn't score, and was, you know, he came out of the COVID the pause, and for 4 or 5 days he really questioned whether he could shoot the ball anymore. And you could see on Sunday he was hesitant to shoot it, and he watched film. He did extra work. I mean, extra work. And Will Regal was sensational with that. And you could just see he felt it. And, boy, he really looked good tonight feeling it.
And, Coach, lastly, what will be the most important thing to get through to your team the next couple of days in advance of Saturday?
Well, again, we constantly point to being at our best in March. And the test that we took on Sunday, we'd probably get a D. Today we got a B. So we've gotten better. And we've gotten better just in a – you know, 96-hour time period. Now we got 96 more hours, and, you know, we're going to be facing the top team in the conference, or the number two team in the conference in Virginia Commonwealth. And then we got the tournament. And, you know, we've been here before. And I think that's a message that the players really understood, is that we've been here before. We've been knocked to the ground before. And we've gotten up. We got knocked to the ground against Dayton. We got up, and we went and won 4 straight. We got knocked to the ground against Charlotte. We went up to Rhode Island and got up off the ground and fought and beat Vanderbilt. We got knocked to the ground against Richmond and went to Pittsburgh and beat Duquesne. We got knocked to the ground twice against Texas and against Providence and got up and then beat Las Vegas. So this team has showed tremendous resiliency and tremendous fight, and we're going to recover from this. You know, we'll lick our wounds. We'll bleed a little bit, but we're going to get up, and there's another battle to fight, and that's going to be on Saturday.
Coach, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.